ashamed to share that. Like, I'm like 16 years sober and like there's physical abuse in my relationship, you know? And it's like, I don't want to share that with my sponsees, you know? But it's true. And I basically recreated like what I grew up in, you know? And so anyway, I just kept coming to Al-Anon though. I kept coming and I kept calling my sponsor. I mean, oh my God, my sponsor. Like she would call, like I would call her every day, sometimes twice a day. Totally crazy, crying, he didn't do this, or I did this, I can't believe I did this, you know, and, you know, just admit it, I was actually the one that first started the physical abuse. I was the first one. I mean, I was so angry, I just couldn't, you know, and but she just kept taking my calls and kept talking to me and talking to me about acceptance and, like, you know, kind of finally boiled down to, like, I need to, you know, Al-Anon is about acceptance. It's like, I cannot control people. I cannot get anybody to do anything. Like, people are going to do whatever they're going to do, and I have to get okay, you know, I have to be okay with myself. So it was like, you know, I have to accept him, and then once I'm in that acceptance, I can decide, do I want to stay or do I want to leave, you know? And something else I, like, started doing, and it's funny because, you know, like I said, I had all this time sober, and, like, you know, there's another slogan called Let It Begin With Me, and that one became, like, super important because it was, like, you know, I had to just focus on myself, you know, and, like, I was pretty much a dry drunk at that point because all I was doing was, like, one in-person meeting and, like, one Zoom meeting or something like that, and then a couple Al-Anon meetings, and I wasn't really doing anything, and it just, you know, I don't know, Zoom just, I'm over Zoom, so sorry to anybody that's still doing that, but in January, the meeting started opening back up, so I just started getting busy, I started getting sponsees in Al-Anon, and I started going to a lot of meetings, and I started, you know, just doing things that I wanted to do that weren't related to him, you know, and like hiking and going swimming. Like I would swim like Kailua Bay and going snorkeling and like just, I don't know, I just started focusing on myself. Like I got a secretary position at a women's meeting and I got another secretary position and I just got busy. And then, you know, I started, their Al-Anon meetings started opening and I went to an in-person Al-Anon meeting and I realized what I was missing. So then I started an Al-Anon meeting in Kailua because I was like, I need humans, you know? And I just started getting busy and, you know, started hanging out with friends and just developing relationships. And, you know, and I tried to take the focus off of him and the relationship and try to put it on me, you know. And basically, you know, what kind of eventually happened is I think I got enough self-esteem to finally leave, you know. And you know, I don't, thank you. You know, and I don't, like, judge anybody, like, anymore. I mean, I did for years, if they do stay. Because there's different, you know, you can detach and stay. And, you know, if there's not, like, abuse or whatever, you know, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But for me, it just was the right decision to move my life along. And I'm just so grateful for that, you know, because I would have just, like, you know, I just struggle with self-esteem. And I would have just kept signing up for this, you know, and... I'm sorry, it's still new. this is only like 2 months ago, but it's amazing because God, like, I don't know, when I'm open, I can see like where God carries me, you know, like it's funny because on my eighth step was one of the guys that lived at his Oxford house and we couldn't stand each other and I would scream at him and like, you know, 12 years sober, hanging out at this Oxford house, yelling at a, you know, 6 month sober person or whatever. And so later when I did my Al-Anon steps, he was on my A step and I ended up making amends to this guy and he kind of made amends to me in that same conversation. And then like, couple, I don't know, 6 months later, he called me and was like, I need you to help me save my marriage, like take my wife to Al-Anon. And I did and we started going to Al-Anon meetings together. And I like love stories like that because it's like the ripple effect of like trying to do the right thing and like trying to live like based on spiritual principles. And it's funny because then, you know, fast forward like, I don't know, a year or 9 months or whatever. And I needed a place to live. And she was like, well, we're moving upstairs. So if you want to take like our apartment, and I did, you know, and it's like, I found a place to live like because of Al-Anon, you know, and because I made that amends, you know, having been in Al-Anon. And I don't know, I just wanted to share a couple other things, like, my mom, like I really, really, really struggled with my mom.